Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you're new here, hit the like or follow button so you don't miss an episode of Tea with Auntie. Hope everyone is doing well on this Sunday morning, November 15th. Well, Trump finally admits Joe Biden won the election. But he says he still will not concede. Trump has dispatched lawyers to key battleground states. Trump also maintains that the election was rigged. He tweeted, he only won because in the eyes of the fake news media. I concede nothing. We have a long way to go. This was a rigged election. Biden on Tuesday called Trump's refusal to concede the election an embarrassment. And, and will hurt the president's legacy. My personal thoughts on this is Trump needs to hand over the exchange of power. Just go ahead and go make a reality show or something. Trump keeps claiming the election was rigged, but 4 years ago, you did it. Oh, it's cool when you do it. You sent all these lawyers to different states. On Friday, a federal appeals court rejected an effort to block 9,300 mail-in votes that arrived the day after Election Day in Pennsylvania. Due to COVID, the Postal Service was slow, so they upheld the three-day extension. In Michigan, Friday, a judge refused to stop the certification of the Detroit area election results, rejecting claims that the city committed fraud and tainted the count with the handling of the absentee ballots. In Arizona, a judge dismissed a Trump campaign lawsuit seeking the inspection of ballots in Metro Phoenix. The judge rejected this because the small amount of ballots in question would not change the outcome of how the state voted. He also lost the popular vote, and he can't and won't come to the realization that the majority of the U.S. don't want another 4 years with you. We done. We've had enough. I personally believe what lost it for him was the way he handled the pandemic. We hate to see it, but it is what it is. Trump has the right to due process just like everyone else. But when you do all of this, you're doing, it's not a good look, sir. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Next on the docket is Kanye West. Yes, child. Who says he was humiliated at the amount of votes he got for president. He got for president over 12 states. He earned 60,000 votes. And that's just way too many. And in a lot of the states, he was too late to get on the ballot, despite his claims that since Donald Trump lost, he's leaving the country. Bye. Sent you. Let somebody else deal with your craziness. Like, he's really off his meds. And who is the 60,000 that actually voted for him? Gotta be 18, 19, 20-year-olds who's like, fuck it, put a rapper in there. He has no political background. He don't know his history, obviously. from the statements he's made about slavery and any other damn thing he can think to talk about. So he has no concept of history. Why would we want a rapper as president? These other countries are just looking at us and laughing really hard. They laughing now. They've been laughing at us for 4 years. With this one here, we still got in the office. They've been laughing for 4 years, looking and pointing at us. Because it's just ridiculous. Now he say, Kanye say, he gonna leave the country because Donald Trump lost and he only got 60,000 votes. See, he thought if Donald Trump, who was his mentor, he felt that if Donald Trump won the election again, he was going to have a seat on Donald Trump's cabinet in the White House. Boy, if you don't. Now, Kim, his wife, is ignoring the statements that he made. She feels there is no way they move into another country because Trump lost and Kanye feelings hurt. Keep in mind, the whole time Kanye called himself running for president, Kim never endorsed him publicly. Kanye, who was mentored by Donald Trump, he said he leaving the country because Trump's not going to be in office and he didn't win the presidency. Dude, like, bro, really? You need to go and make a record. Go make an album or something. Get your mind off stuff. Whew. And to add insult to injury, Kim voted for Biden along with her sisters. That's all for today. Have an awesome Sunday. And remember, you can listen to my podcast, Tea with Auntie, on Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Hit the follow button on your way out. Bye.